bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Daniel. This is the proclamation of Nebuchadnezzar the king, which he sent to the people of every language in every nation of the world. Greetings. I want you to know about the strange thing that the Most High God did to me. It was incredible, a mighty miracle. Now I know for sure that His kingdom is everlasting. He reigns forever and ever. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was living in peace and prosperity. But one night I had a dream that greatly frightened me. I called in all the wise men of Babylon to tell me the meaning of my dream. When they came, the magicians, astrologers, fortune tellers, and wizards, I told the dream to them, they couldn't interpret it. At last, Daniel came in, the man named Belteshazzar, after my God, the man in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and I told him the dream. O Belteshazzar, master magician, I said, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too great for you to solve. Tell me what my dream means. I saw a very tall tree out in the field, growing higher and higher into the sky until it could be seen by everyone in all the world. Its leaves were fresh and green, and its branches were weighted down with fruit, enough for everyone to eat. Wild animals rested beneath its shade, and birds sheltered in its branches, and all the world was fed from it. And then as I lay there dreaming, I saw one of God's angels coming down from heaven. He shouted, "Cut down the tree, lop off its branches, shake off its leaves, and scatter its fruit. Get the animals out from under it and the birds from under its branches. But leave its stump and roots in the ground, banded with a chain of iron brass, surrounded by the tender grass. Let the dews of heaven drench him, and let him eat grass with the wild animals. For 7 years, let him have the mind of an animal instead of a man." For this had been decreed by the watchers, demanded by the holy ones. The purpose of this decree is that all the world may understand that the Most High dominates the kingdoms of this world and gives them to anyone he wants to, even the lowliest of men. O Belteshazzar, this was my dream. Now tell me, what does it mean? For no one else can help me. All the wisest men of my kingdom have failed me. But you can tell me, for the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel sat there stunned and silent for an hour, aghast at the meaning of the dream. Finally, the king said to him, "Belteshazzar, don't be afraid to tell me what it means." Daniel replied, "Oh, that the events foreshadowed in this dream would happen to your enemies, my lord, and not to you. For the tree you saw growing so tall, reaching high into the heavens, for all the world to see, with its fresh green leaves loaded with fruit for all to eat, the wild animals living in its shade, with the branches full of birds, that tree, your majesty, is you. You have grown strong and great. Your greatness reaches up to the heavens. Your rule to the ends of the earth." Then you saw God's angel coming down from heaven and saying, "Cut down the tree and destroy it. But leave the stump and the roots in the earth, surrounded by the tender grass, banded with a chain of iron and brass. Let him be wet with the dew of heaven, for 7 years let him eat grass with the animals of the field. Your majesty, the Most High God has decreed, and it will surely happen, that your people will chase you from your palace. You will live in the fields like an animal, eating grass like a cow, your back wet with the dew from heaven. For 7 years this will be your life, until you learn that the Most High God dominates the kingdoms of men and gives power to anyone he chooses. But the stump and the roots were left in the ground. This means that you will get your kingdom back again when you have learned that heaven rules. O King Nebuchadnezzar, listen to me. Stop sinning. Do what you know is right. Be merciful to the poor. Perhaps even yet God will spare you." But all these things happened to Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months after this dream, he was extolling on the roof of the royal palace in Babylon, and saying, I, by my own mighty power, have built this beautiful city as my royal residence and as a capital of my empire. And while he was still speaking these words, a voice came down from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler of this kingdom. You will be forced out of the palace to live with the animals in the field, to eat grass like the cows for 7 years, until you finally realize that God parcels out the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he chooses. That same hour, this prophecy was fulfilled. Nebuchadnezzar was chased from his palace and ate grass like the cows. His body was wet with dew, his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird claws. At the end of 7 years, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven, and my sanity returned. And I praised and worshipped the Most High God, and honored him who lives forever, whose rule is everlasting, his kingdom evermore. All the people of the earth are nothing when compared to him. He does whatever he thinks best among the hosts of heaven, as well as here among the inhabitants of earth. No one can stop him or challenge him, saying, What do you mean by doing these things? When my mind returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My counselors and officers came back to me, and I was reestablished as the head of my kingdom, and even greater honor than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of heaven, the judge of all, whose every act is right and good, for he is able to take those who walk proudly and push them into the dust.
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation to you. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew.
Belshazzar the king invited 1,000 of his officers to a great feast where the wine flowed freely. While Belshazzar was drinking, he was reminded of the gold and silver cups taken long before from the temple in Jerusalem during Nebuchadnezzar's reign and brought to Babylon. Belshazzar ordered that these sacred cups be brought into the feast. When they arrived, he and his princes and wives and concubines drank toasts from them to their idols made of gold and silver, brass and iron, wood and stone. And suddenly, as they were drinking from these cups, they saw the fingers of a man's hand writing on the plaster of the wall opposite the lampstand. The king himself saw the fingers as they wrote. His face blanched with fear, and such terror gripped him that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way beneath him. Bring the magicians and astrologers, he screamed. Bring the Chaldeans. Whoever reads that writing on the wall and tells me what it means will be dressed in purple robes of royal honor, with a gold chain about his neck, and become the third ruler in the kingdom. But when they came, none of them could understand the writing or tell him what it meant. The king grew more and more hysterical. His face reflected the terror he felt, and his officers, too, were shaken. But when the queen mother heard what was happening, she rushed to the banquet hall and said to Belshazzar, Calm yourself. Your Majesty, don't be so pale and frightened over this. For there is a man in your kingdom who has within him the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, this man was found to be as full of wisdom and understanding as though he were himself a god. In the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, he was made chief of all the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers of Babylon. Call for this man Daniel, or Belteshazzar, as the king called him. For his mind is filled with divine knowledge and understanding. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve knotty problems. He will tell you what the writing means. And so Daniel was rushed in to see the king. The king asked him, "Are you the Daniel that King Nebuchadnezzar brought from Israel as a Jewish captive? I have heard that you have the spirit of the gods within you, and that you are filled with enlightenment and wisdom. My wise men and astrologers have tried to read that writing on the wall and tell me what it means, but they can't. I'm told that you can solve all kinds of mysteries. You can tell me the meaning of those words. I will clothe you in purple robes with a golden chain around your neck and make you the third ruler of the kingdom." Daniel answered, "Keep your gifts or give them to someone else, but I will tell you what they mean. Your Majesty, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, who long ago preceded you, a kingdom of majesty, glory, and honor. He gave him such majesty that all the nations of the world trembled before him in fear. He killed any who offended him and spared any he liked. At his whim, they rose and fell. But when his heart and mind were hardened in pride, God removed him from his royal throne and took away his glory. He was chased out of his palace into the fields. His thoughts and feelings became those of an animal. He lived among the wild donkeys. He ate grass like the cows. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, until at last he knew the Most High overrules the kingdoms of men, and that he appoints anyone he desires to reign over them. And you, his successor, O Belshazzar, you knew all of this, yet you have not been humble. For you have defied the Lord of heaven and brought here these cups from his temple, and you and your officers and wives and concubines have been drinking wine from them while praising gods of silver, gold, brass, iron, wood, and stone, gods that neither see nor hear nor know anything at all. But you have not praised the God who gives you the breath of life and controls your destiny. And so God sent those fingers to write this message, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parson. This is what it means. Mene means numbered. God has numbered the days of your reign, and they are ended. Tekel means weighed. You have been weighed in God's balances and failed the test. Parson means divided. Your kingdom will be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. And then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was robed in purple, and a golden chain was hung around his neck, and he was proclaimed third ruler of the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed, and Darius the Mede entered the city and began reigning at the age of 62. We've been reading Living Prophecy, the old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Daniel.